The Amazon fee structure and courtroom drama are about power concentrating in existing systems. The Cerebras CS4 story is about someone trying to build a different system entirely, and the HN community responded 306 points, 205 comments, which is a strong engagement ratio suggesting real technical depth in the thread.
For listeners who haven't been following Cerebras closely, this is the company that made its name building wafer-scale AI chips, where a conventional GPU ships as a die that's maybe 500 square millimeters, Cerebras built a single chip that covers an entire silicon wafer. The CS3 was already remarkable by those standards. The CS4, from what's in the announcement, pushes the architecture further with a focus on inference throughput rather than just training. And that matters because the AI industry has largely shifted from how do we train models to how do we serve them at scale fast, cheaply.
The technical debate in the HN comments is interesting because it splits roughly into two camps. One camp says Cerebras' wafer-scale approach has a fundamental yield problem. When you're etching a chip the size of a dinner plate, any defect in any part of the wafer is potentially a defect in your product, and semiconductor fabs can't guarantee zero defects at that scale. So you need sophisticated redundancy schemes that add complexity. The other camp says Cerebras has clearly solved this well enough to ship competitive products. And the real question is whether their inference performance per dollar beats H100 clusters for the specific workloads enterprises actually care about.
And that per dollar framing is where the business story lives. NVIDIA's GPU clusters require a lot of networking infrastructure to coordinate. You're buying the chips, but also the switches, the cooling, the interconnects. A wafer-scale approach where everything is physically co-located on one substrate theoretically reduces that coordination overhead. Whether Cerebras is actually converting that theoretical advantage into production deployments is harder to verify from the outside.
The AI usage patterns study from Linear, that's the project management company, lands alongside this hardware story in an interesting way. Linear analyzed how software teams across their customer base are actually using AI tools, and the findings generated 150 points with 97 comments. The top-line finding that seemed to resonate most is that AI tool adoption within software teams is highly bimodal. You have a cohort of developers who have restructured their entire workflow around AI assistance and are reporting productivity gains they describe as transformative, and you have another cohort that tried the tools, found them not worth the friction, and largely stopped using them. There's not a lot of middle ground.
The HN commenters pushed back on whether this bimodal finding is really about the tools or about the tasks. Several people argued that the developers who report massive gains are predominantly working on greenfield code, boilerplate-heavy systems, or well-documented language ecosystems. Developers working on complex legacy systems, unusual hardware interfaces, or highly specialized domains report much more limited benefit.
Which brings us perfectly to the Claude printer driver story, because it sits right at the intersection of those two observations. A developer named Cuber posted a thread about using Claude to write a Mac OS driver for an HP printer that HP only officially supports on Windows. 217 points, 167 comments. And what's notable is that writing a kernel extension for Mac OS to communicate with arbitrary USB peripherals is genuinely hard work. It requires understanding Apple's I/O kit framework, USB descriptor parsing, print job spooling. This is not boilerplate.
The thread was unusually split. Some people were impressed that Claude could scaffold enough of the driver architecture to be useful, even if the developer had to debug and correct significant portions. Others were more cautious, pointing out that a printer driver that mostly works is potentially worse than no driver at all in production environments. Subtle errors in how print jobs are encoded can produce silent data corruption or unpredictable device behavior.
I think the honest synthesis is that this story illustrates AI tools being most valuable as a research and scaffolding assistant for experienced developers, not as a replacement for domain expertise. The developer in question clearly understood enough about the problem space to validate what Claude produced. Someone without that foundation would have had a much harder time distinguishing correct output from plausible-sounding incorrect output. That's the nuance the bimodal adoption finding probably doesn't capture well.